Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles. I'm rolling and recording. It is August 15th, Monday. And I just want to say this to you. Don't be afraid to disagree with the martial arts luminaries, the martial arts heroes out there. Let me give you an example. Bruce Lee was made famous. Well, he wasn't made famous, but one of his most famous sayings was, "I don't fear the man who's done 10,000 kicks once. I fear the man who's done one kick 10,000 times." Now, first of all, to start with, we know that he did not literally mean 10,000 kind of kicks. There aren't that many. At his root, that is a quality over quantity argument, right? And I'm sure he's not the first person. I know he's not the first person to come up with that idea of quality versus quantity. It's okay to speak out against someone or an idea just because they're no longer with us. As of this time, and this may sound funny in the future, I can't wait to hear how this sounds. Judo Jean LaBelle, martial arts luminary, one of the two participants in the first televised MMA match in the United States. He passed recently. And a lot of people thought he was kind of kooky and kind of weird, and he did some strange stuff. He's a little out there for sure. But it's okay that he disagreed with a lot of stuff that the Gracies said and even outwardly spoke against them. It doesn't make him a bad person. Speaking out against a luminary does not make you a bad person. When people called into question the effectiveness of certain jiu-jitsu techniques in a real fight, some people agreed, some people disagreed. But just because it's taught by someone that you respect doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. I personally think that people have gotten way out of control in the striking arts by trying to duplicate Floyd Mayweather style pad work, as if that's the only reason that he's as good as he is. The man's been boxing since he was a child, and he had two championship level mentors and coaches with him the whole way. The pad work is just part of it. So if you want to say in a karate class, for example, that Floyd Mayweather style pad work is not necessarily conducive to self-defense training in the way that it is for sport boxing, feel free to say that, because I personally agree with that. If I have to hit a person 20 times to drop them, I've done something wrong. Or I need to consider that maybe one of those punches should have been an eye gouge or a tiger's mouth to the throat or an eagle's claw to the face, something like that. It's okay to speak out against your heroes or the greats, for lack of a better word. I can't remember who it was, but I remember this person was saying that sport competitor Raymond Daniels would have run circles around the competitors from the late 60s and 70s. Now, there's a couple of parts that need to be unpacked. I'm not going to get into all of them, but I'm going to bring up this certain point. In the old days, kicks to the groin were legal. So I guarantee you that you were a lot less likely to want to try certain techniques because they exposed your groin. And anybody who's either been hit in the groin, kicked in the groin, or seen someone get hit or kicked in the groin knows what that can do to you, right? So it automatically takes some things out of play. I want to say it was Bill Wallace that said that, but I'm not 100% sure, so please don't quote me. When people say stuff like the old Gracie methods of using the guard for self-defense are outdated, and that the Birambolo sweeps and the X-Guard and all this kind of stuff are a better way, I absolutely disagree with that, because when Hoist and the original Gracie family members were first teaching in their garages and the early academies, they would teach you a very different guard than what's used now, because you assume that the person would try to headbutt you, that they would try to do something like that. And the modern sports guard that you see in MMA leaves you wide open for that, because it does not take into account that you're going to be intentionally headbutted. So feel free to go to your MMA coach and say, this is effective for what it is, but it's not necessarily effective for what's out there in real self-defense situations. A lot of it is, a lot of it isn't. Don't be afraid to challenge them, okay? When you see people using kung fu techniques that they clearly have, that's clearly blended with other types of striking training like Muay Thai, feel free to say that. It's not disrespecting Chinese kung fu. The authentic kung fu is very hard to find these days. So if you can find what works for you in the context of kung fu training, go for it. But by all means, do not act like the authority in that art precludes you or disallows you from disagreeing with them. Speak your mind, be respectful, and I guarantee you good things will happen. Just don't be afraid, okay? Thank you. I will get off my soapbox now. Check me out at thomasmartialarts.com. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, all under Thomas Martial Arts with an underscore in between each word. But the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.